This week on Earth to Protect, we learn about a campaign to ban disposable vapes in Ireland. Vapes were originally produced to help people trying to quit smoking, and for some, they still serve that important purpose. However, single-use disposable vapes are growing more and more popular, and they've become one of the defining images of our throwaway culture. Lindsay O'Connell is part of a campaign with Voice Ireland to ban disposable vapes.
We've lots of different campaigns in Voice, and one of them is called Picker Pals, and we have primary schools up and down the country who go out on litter picking adventures. And over the last few years, we've got a lot of reports back from young people and teachers and all of the people we do litter picking with. And they're seeing these disposable vapes in the environment more and more. And we're talking about a huge increase here. The kids that we work with are seeing these so much in the environment. And because they have batteries and because they can just keep going for 600 puffs, the kids could then pick them up and taste them themselves, and what they don't realise is that they're very high in nicotine. So we came at this campaign originally from an environmental perspective, but there are so many different facets to it. There's really strong health implications.
Whether or not you vape yourself, we can all recognise the environmental issues. The biggest problem with disposable vapes is that they are, well, disposable.
These things are made of lithium, they've got copper in them, they've got really nasty chemicals as well. And when they go into our environment, they break down. Those batteries can leak and all those chemicals get leached into our environment. And they're really poisonous for our wildlife, but also ourselves, because it's going into our waterways. And there's thousands of them. Like in the UK, we don't have the figures in Ireland, but in the UK, they say we're selling 2 disposable vapes every single second. And now the top recycling centre in the UK that can recycle these disposable vapes can only recycle 700 a week because they have to be done by hand. So there's no way we can keep up with the amount that we're selling. So the environmental reasons are one of the, you know, the highest reason why we got involved, but also the health are super important for us. And there's one more reason as well, and that's to do with the valuable resources that are stored within those tiny devices. So like I said, you've got these really valuable resources that we could be using to power our green revolution. So lithium, the things that we use for our electric cars and their batteries, copper, all of that is going to waste on these disposable devices. And the number one take-home point, I think, from this campaign is that there's no reason for them. We have a reusable alternative already where you can recharge it and you can refill it and it can be powered again and again for years. We don't need this disposable. So if Ireland really wants to take the circular economy serious, and if they want to really move away from single use, then not only do they have to ban this item, disposable vapes, they have to make sure that they never give the go-ahead for products like it again.
An estimated 10% of people under the age of 25 in Ireland use disposable vapes. Lindsay says the level of education around disposable vapes is not in line with the rise in uptake.
So we have a lot of, there's vaping shops, as you can see as you walk around, but also there's these online vaping shops. And to get into those vaping shops, you just have to say whether you're over 18 or under 18. And no one's going to check if you're actually under 18 when you've clicked the wrong button. And then you can order these vapes and they get sent to you at home. So it's very insidious. And not only are people able to access these very easily, but they're sent to their homes. And then they're not given proper advice on how to recycle them. So part of our campaign is we went around to retail stores in Dublin City and we asked 20 retail stores where we bought disposable vapes, what will I do with this when I'm finished with it? And every single one of them said the same thing. Just throw it in the bin. It's disposable. In actual fact, the products are supposed to be Wii. And as you know, Wii products have to be returned to the store so they can be recycled and the valuable materials can be taken out. So even at the point of sale, the retailers aren't educated as to how valuable the resources are within these products and what has to be done with them. So not only are we seeing the increase of the sales of them, we're seeing a complete lack of education in terms of what could be done with them. So even if we did want to kind of come up with some EPR scheme where they could be returned to a recycling box, we don't think that would work because the level of education just isn't there.
If you do use a disposable vape but want to still do your bit for the environment, Lindsay has this advice.
If you do use a vape, we would always encourage people, please return it back to a Wii store. So that could be DID Electrical, Paracity, any of the electrical shops that accept electronical goods, or back to the point of sale where you purchase it. Hand the disposable vape back to the retailer and tell them it is your responsibility to get this recycled. It's a Wii product. And by doing that, at least it's going back into the system and can be sent off to be recycled. And whether or not the retailer will do that, we don't know. It's not guaranteed. So we would say to people, if you're going to vape, please use a reusable one.
To learn more about the Ban Disposable Vapes campaign, visit voice.ie or check the show notes of this episode.